Over the course of time, I know that many of you have heard me talk about John 3 before. And I have said many times before how important John 3 is. And if you've got your Bibles, I want to encourage you to turn to John chapter 3 right now. If you've been around here any amount of time, you've heard me say that John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, the Methodist movement in the 1730s and 40s, 50s, 60s in England, preached literally tens of thousands of sermons. And no, that does not translate to one or two a week. Much of Wesley's life was preaching three and four times a day, getting on his horse and riding to the next place and preaching again. And over the course of his preaching life, he preached these literally tens of thousands of sermons, but one thing he would always, always, always come back to you, to me, to us, to people, to listeners, to them, is you must be born again. And people would ask him, why do you preach on that? He said, I try to preach on that at least once a month. And it wasn't always the same crowd, of course, but sometimes it was. And someone asked him once, why would you preach that text so often? And Wesley's reply was very simple and very profound. Because people must be born again. That phrase is not that popular today. What do you mean born again? I go to church. I'm a pretty good person. And I believe that although I'm no John Wesley and never will be, I have the same passion that people are born again. And so I'm going to read to us again today, John chapter 3, the first 16 verses, and challenge us again in this idea, in this arena, in this area of life. Have we genuinely, in fact, been born again? Here's what the story says, reading from the New King James Version. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. If we were to translate that for today's vernacular, it would say there was a man in the church house. Matter of fact, he had some responsibilities in the church house. That's what it would say today. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, Nicodemus, church attender, synagogue attender, law keeper, religious man, teacher of Israel, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, and the only explanation that he could think of with this new terminology called being born again, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, again, religious man, church attender, law keeper, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. He's starting to explain to Nicodemus. Nicodemus has got some questions in his mind. What are you talking about being born again? I keep the law. Isn't that enough? Jesus is beginning to explain to him, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Why? Because he had not yet been born again. He was not yet enlightened in spiritual matters. Jesus is saying, we've been talking about this. We've been testifying about this, and you don't believe it. Jesus goes on, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And he begins to lay out some facts that Nicodemus must, in his religion, his religiosity, his law-keeping, must also subscribe to and embrace some of these facts that Jesus begins to lay out to him. No one, Jesus said, has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven. That is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he began to lay out to him some facts about the Son of God. Some facts that Nicodemus would have to subscribe to. Some facts that he would have to embrace more than just keeping the law. But this idea about God coming to earth to ransom our souls. He's saying to Nicodemus, if you're going to be born again, you've got to start to subscribe to these things. You've got to embrace them and believe them and receive them into yourself as your own. 15, Jesus goes on. That whoever believes in him, Jesus is speaking about himself, should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friends, let me remind us today that there's all kind of religion. There's a smorgasbord of religion to choose from. And I'm not degrading or demeaning any denominations, but there is a smorgasbord of religion to choose from today. But it is not religion that was going to get Nicodemus into the kingdom of heaven. It was not his long flowing robes and his phylacteries and his status. It was not his title. It was only if he would be born again into the kingdom of God would he ever see the kingdom of God. There's all kind of religion today. All kind of stuff that's called religious around, but not a whole lot of it is saying you must be born again. And yet that's what Jesus said. We must be born again. The importance of being born again, friends, is second to none. There is no greater decision that you or I or any person will ever make is if we decide to be born of the Spirit. And you may have some questions about that. Nicodemus had some questions about that. If you have given your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and been born again, praise God for that and pass it on. Tell somebody else, I've been born again. Maybe they'll ask you, tell me how to. If you've never been born again in the Spirit, or I never have been, we need to, or we will not be ready to ever see the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said to him emphatically, Nicodemus, holy man, religious guy, unless you're born again, you cannot see. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me today, friends? We must be born again. Jesus told this religious fellow, even as religious as he was, he would never see the kingdom of God. Religion isn't going to get it done. I'm not demeaning or belittling any denominations, friends. Please forgive me if it sounds like it. I am simply saying this is not a denominational thing. This is certainly not a Free Methodist thing. This is what Jesus said. We must be born in our spirit. We've all been born, that's why we're here, of the flesh. We've been born of the flesh, that's why we're here. And if we've never been born of the Spirit, we will never see the kingdom of God. We will never enter the kingdom of heaven until we are born in the Spirit. We have to decide, is Jesus real? We have to decide, is Jesus relevant? We have to trust. We have to decide about being born in the Spirit. We have to embrace this notion that the Son of God came to earth to redeem humanity. We have to subscribe to and embrace this notion that I have been a sinner and I need a Savior. And Jesus is the one. We must be born again if we are ever to see the kingdom of heaven, he said. This believing in Jesus is talking about more than an arbitrary head knowledge. It's easy to say, I believe in God. Nicodemus could say that. The devil could say that, James reminds us. The demons believe in God and tremble. This is more than a head knowledge about a God out there someplace. This is an embracing Jesus Christ as Lord, knowing He came to die for me, knowing He came to die for the sins of the world. This is a, John 1 and 12 says, a receiving of this, a believing and receiving, and we become His children. I get to thinking about what the awful price that Jesus paid on the cross. He'd have done it for one. He'd have done it for one person. And He died for the sin of humanity so that we might live. So that we might live. But at some point in our lives, friends, we must realize the words that Jesus said to this guy called Nicodemus are true to us too. And I know a lot of you have been born again already. I praise God for that, and you should too. But I feel that every chance I get or you get, we must tell people, not in a condemning way, not in a derogatory, negative way, but an inviting way, you must be born again. Because that's what Jesus said. It's our faith in who Christ is, our faith in what He's done, our faith. Jesus said it to the people of that day over and over, your faith has made you well, and our faith in the grace of God will make us well spiritually. Paul made this statement time and time again in his writings in the New Testament. We preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ resurrected. We preach Christ Jesus as Son of God. He said over and over, this is the gospel. Jesus, death, resurrection, atoning sacrifice. This is what we must embrace and believe in to be born again. I just was at 3 funerals in the last 48 hours. I did 2 of them and was at a 3rd one. Death is going to come to all of us too. And as I said at Johnny Mudick's funeral, an uncle of D. Carlson's yesterday, we're not all going to get to 97. Or to a dear friend of my parents and of mine, and some of yours out at Leader, the day before, Mabel was 96. We're not all going to get to 96 either. Or to our dear friend Wanda, 75 that day also. We ain't even all going to get to 75. We're going to cross the bridge of death. Some of us may get to 97. You may, by God's grace. But a lot of us aren't going to get anywhere near that. And friends, we can have sat in church three times a Sunday our whole lives, and if we have never been born again, we're not going to see the kingdom of heaven. This is why Jesus is telling this to the religious man. I am so appreciative of your attendance and your commitment to go to church. Don't get me wrong, but it's not church attendance that we get born again through. It ain't even baptism. It's your faith, your surrendered heart condition to Jesus Christ as Lord. And Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus, it's more, Nicodemus, than keeping the laws, although the laws is good for us. The law, Romans said, enlightens us to sin. But Jesus said to this religious guy, it's more than that. It's a heart condition. It's what's going on in here. Nicodemus, you've got to take it here. You've got a lot going on up here, and you've got to move it to here. And it's a heart condition for us today, brothers and sisters. And you know, and God knows, if you've been born again. I'm not your judge, but God will judge us if we have never been born again. We will stand at the throne of judgment one day. And if we have never been born again in this life, the only words we will hear is, I don't know who you are. And we will never see the face of God in all eternity. And if that doesn't keep Christians up at night, it should. For the burden for our family and our co-workers and our neighbors and our friends, if that doesn't keep us awake at night, it should put us on our knees for people's salvation to be born again. In the church and out of the church, people need to be born again. And I just want to ask you this morning to think through this seriously, friends. I know many of you have trusted Christ as Lord, and I pray every one of you has. I would preach this to one person just like Jesus would have died for one, because it's that important. In our remaining few minutes, we're going to sing Just As I Am. You know the song. You've watched the Billy Graham programs. You've sung it at churches. But I want you to really think today, have you been born again? And I want you to, as I said last week, we're going to have to listen to the Lord's voice, that still, small voice that's saying to you again today, I love you, and I want you to come be part of my kingdom. I want you to come and invite Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. Pastor Marie is here. I'm going to ask her to come up front here while I lead us in this song. And friends, if you've not been born again, please come and pray with Marie today. Invite Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. No other decision on earth matters as much as this one. This one matters for all of eternity. And so while we're singing these verses in Just As I Am, if the Lord is speaking to you today, please listen to the voice of God and come pray with Marie. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord and be born again.